A reading from John 2:18-22. Then the Jews demanded of him, "What miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." The Jews replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken.
There's so much to focus on here, but I just want to go back to what we were talking about yesterday. The response, the Jews demanded Jesus explain himself, and that's just a sign that there is immediate opposition to what he had done at the temple, wherein he cleared the temple of all of the buying and selling that was going on there. But then there's another aspect of this which I think goes to Jesus not being understood by the world, and it goes to language. When Jesus says, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days," John points out that he is talking about his body and not just the temple. He's talking about both. But the Jews plainly do not understand this. And in John 8, which we'll eventually get to, the misunderstanding of language goes to the heart of who these people actually worship and who Jesus actually is.
It's interesting, too. It's not just the people who are protecting their power and their financial base. The disciples don't get it. They're trying to understand him. And it says the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed. It's hard in the middle of a story to have faith and trust when so many things are unclear. But looking back, after he'd completed the task of going to the cross, and when the resurrection comes, it becomes clear then. Faith is always 20/20 in hindsight.
We've heard recently the fog of war, nothing is clear when actions are happening, and this is exactly what's going on here. Though John does have the advantage of time. I mean, he's recalling this when he's writing this. This is not contemporary writing. This is written after the fact. And he does put on perspective on top of what's going on here. Otherwise, what Jesus is saying might be inexplicable. He might be saying, I can tear down the temple. But that sounds a lot like the temptation that he had in the wilderness with Satan, where he is doing the something for maybe wrong reasons.
It sounds just like plain bravado.
Yeah.
In many ways. And now he's pointing to them what is going to be the real source of salvation. Not a flawed system where you have to buy your sacrifice, but a sacrifice that he's going to make once for all.
It's also ironic that Jesus is coming into Jerusalem. It's the Passover. He's plainly Jewish, and he runs in almost immediately to opposition, which I think is runs throughout the gospel, all the gospels, and we'll see this in other passages as we go along, that Jesus is a bit of a troubler of Israel, to quote Elijah, for Ahab and his wife. He is not there just to preach sweet words. There's something else going on here that's very serious and is different.